Watch, Meryl Streep goes on fake news tirade against voter ID, Save America Act on Colbert. By Warner Todd Houston on April 2, 2026. Oscar-winning actress Meryl Streep went on a fact-free rant against voter ID laws and the Save America Act on CBS's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Wednesday, where she spread lies and fear-mongering over the proposed laws. Streep launched into her ill-informed rant at the end of her segment on the show when Colbert asked if she had any special message she wanted to convey to viewers. "Oh, well. Yes. I hope that, the Save America Act," she began. "If that passes, all the married women that have changed their names are going to have to go to the registrar and prove that they are who they are. In other words, to your voting registrar, this is what I understand. That understanding is wrong. The Save America Act does not require married women to reconcile their birth names and married names to be allowed to vote. Further, if a married woman is already registered to vote under her married name now, then she has nothing to worry about as her registration is already confirmed." Stephen Colbert concluded his interview with Meryl Streep by inviting her to talk about whatever she wants, and she went for the voter suppression fear-mongering. "The Save America Act, if that passes, all the married women that have changed their names are going to have to go to pic.twitter.com/i9x1look. Alex Christie, at AlexChristie17, April 2, 2026. But Streep continued with her false accusations. "Otherwise, when you get to the voting booth in November, you might be disqualified because your name on your birth certificate doesn't match your name on the voting rolls," she falsely claimed. Naturally, she then segued her comments into a Democrat Party advertisement, saying, "And this is such a pain in the neck because you have to go. But do it because otherwise you will be turned away, and I think that women need to be heard." Ultimately, the Save America Act does not have any provisions at all about married women and their birth names. In fact, the bill specifically mandates that the states will be responsible for creating their own processes for registration and proving citizenship. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.